Hello, everybody, and welcome to From One to Another, Switching Among Windows Screen Readers. This product was originally a class that I gave in November of 2017. It demonstrates the ease of use that you can have when utilizing multiple screen readers. The screen readers that are demonstrated are WindowEyes version 9.54, JAWS version 2018, and NVDA version 2017.3. The class was originally called From WindowEyes to the Future, so you will be hearing references to that name within the audio product. However, if you are switching from or utilizing one screen reader, say JAWS, and you want to check out NVDA, this product can assist you. First, we go through WindowEyes' first-time setup wizard, JAWS' first-time setup wizard, and NVDA's welcome dialogue. We show you how to get help from each screen reader using their specific help facilities. And then we take the screen readers through their paces. So we will be showing the same task using multiple screen readers. And to differentiate between the screen readers, I use different voices so that you wouldn't be confused. We then work a little bit in Microsoft Word and go through spell checking. But we don't do it the conventional way, which is utilizing the F7 key. We actually spell check within the document itself. All three screen readers have that capability. The beauty of spell checking within the document is you can use your screen readers read relative to the cursor keystrokes, for example, reach current line with Control Numpad 5 WindowEyes, insert up arrow with JAWS, or Numpad 8 with NVDA. If you want to fix the mistake, you can just arrow through the word and make your correction and then move on to the next misspelled word. Or you can use your applications key and pick from a list. You don't have to tab through a dialog box multiple times. You can just go throughout your document, pressing a couple of hotkeys and moving from one error to the next. That kind of stuff is covered on day one. Day two, we go through the WindowEyes control panel, the JAWS window, and the NVDA menu and preferences. On day three, we send and receive email, we forward an email, and we browse the internet. The products that we use are Mozilla Firefox for the internet and Thunderbird for email. We stress that when using WindowEyes, NVDA, or JAWS on the internet, some things are different, but the majority of things are the same. One thing that is a little different between the different screen readers is the terminology, meaning WindowEyes calls the virtual cursor browse mode. JAWS calls the virtual cursor the virtual cursor. NVDA calls the virtual cursor browse mode as well. Some of the quick navigation keys are different, and we go through those as well. Finally, I will be going through some of the questions that our participants ask during the three-day course. To download JAWS, you can go to freedomscientific.com. To download NVDA, you can go to nvaccess.org. That's N as in November, V as in Victor, access.org. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the adventure.